Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Rob Jollis is with us. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back more than 11 years now. That's right. He's just recently gone by his 11th anniversary. We're glad he's still hanging out with us. He is one of the top guys on the planet to help you learn more about salesmanship. He's written some of the most outstanding books on the topic, including Customer-Centered Selling, among other books. And he's here to talk to us about that very thing. Rob Jollis, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Rob. You know, I've been a salesman all my life. I look back on the things I did as a little kid. I'm talking about a little kid. I've been selling all my life, and I like it. It comes natural, and one of my favorite things to do when I talk to people who aren't salesmen, who aren't salespeople, but they've got, you know, influential jobs. They're on the admin side of the business or whatever, and they get real arrogant about what they do. I always like to remind them that nothing, and I mean nothing, happens until somebody makes a sale. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree. And you know what the best part of the way you opened this up today was? You said, I've been a salesman all my life. And the reason why I think that's a very interesting way to begin is because I can't tell you how many people I meet who have trouble saying that they are a salesman. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today.
I'm proud of it. I own a business. I'm the president of a company. You know, I do a lot of other things, but my favorite thing in the world to do is to sell.
Well, why not? And not only is it critical, but I'm just trying to figure out why we get so many business cards that I'll look at that will say, I'm a VP of managing, directing, these puzzles. And I bumped into somebody I hadn't seen in a while in a mall, and I said, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm working with clients. And I said, but what is that? What do you mean? What are you doing? He said, well, I take clients, and then I move this and that. And I said, I'm lost. He said, well, I'm a salesman. And I said, what took you so long? And that's one of the things that kind of bothers me is that why are we having so much trouble saying to other people that I sell? And I think we need to climb into that a little bit. And not only, as you say, feel better about it, but figure out why the perception is where it is, what the public can do about it, and what we can do about it to improve the perception, get away from these stereotypes.
You know, so what you're saying is we need to get salespeople to come out of the closet.
Yes. Look, Jim, I've got a company, and I'll leave the name out, but they have a sales force. You know what they call themselves? It's a creative name. They call themselves managing directors. It's nice. Yeah. But I asked, just last week, I was in a meeting, I said, how'd you come up with this name? And the top salesman put up his hand, he said, well, we didn't want to put salesperson on the card.
Well, that's happening more and more, but I have to say that there is some legitimacy to that, I think Rob, that the way the marketplace is going, that selling the way you and I used to sell is changing quite a bit. Now, I still think we're always going to need salespeople, and somebody has to close the sale. Somebody has to go and talk about talk to people about what they have and help them get connected to your company. Somebody has to do that. But you're right. More and more people are uncomfortable with that term, salesman, salesperson.
Well, and you know, this is going to be a good chat today because I'm going to be the contrarian. I'm going to take you on. So get ready.
All right.
I'm going to tell you that what I'm going to do with my card is I'm going to take the word salesman and I'm going to triple the size of everything else in the card. So it smacks you in the head when you look at my card. And if somebody, and on my keychain, which I do carry around to this day, I have a the word order taker, a circle around it, meaning no order taking.
Right.
I am not an order taker. I'm a salesperson. I'm going to help. That means I'm going to help you get over your fear of change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you questions nobody else has been asking you. I'm going to problem solve and consult. And that's why the letters are raised on my card there.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe in my heart, in my gut, that I know there's a shock value to it. But real fast, I was working with a client who keeps meeting with other clients, putting a lot of money into meetings, and does everything but ask for the business and sell. And what I did was...
Those are visits. Those aren't meetings.
Right. I said, give me some of your cards. She gave me her cards. I took a pin. I knocked a hole through it. I put a piece of string on each card, 10 cards. She said, I have 10 people come to the meeting. I said, when you invite people to the meeting next time, these people, I want you to hand them this card and say, this is my business card. You'll notice there's a string attached to it. And I'll explain why.
Yeah.
Why can't we have a meeting and tell people in advance, I hope you like what we're going to talk about. If you don't, then this isn't for you.
Hold on to that thought, Rob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to try to get Rob excited about being a salesman after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.